Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me here at Mary Love's Justice Prayer Meeting. And what a lot we have to pray about tonight. The subject of tonight's show is God hates sellouts and fascists. And I just clicked for this music not to play tonight, but I see that they're going to play it anyway. Thank you. I read a very disturbing article tonight in The Patriot 2. It concerns the government's plan to enforce vaccinations on all Americans, including adults. And according to Patriot 2, the immigrants who are flooding our borders are kept in a FEMA camp. Something like a FEMA camp, and are being injected with communicable diseases before they're turned loose in America. That's according to Patriot 2. Please look online for it. I have been hosting shows the past couple of Wednesday nights regarding enforced vaccinations. And to read the Patriot 2's information or ideas, I don't know whether it was an opinion piece or a hard news piece. I don't have that information. But to read their ideas about enforced vaccination being a way to spread rather than curtail communicable diseases, perhaps, and also to read about immigrants perhaps being injected with communicable diseases and then turned loose in America. All of that sounds very likely to me. It sounds like something that our decision makers would do, because I happen to know that a great many of our decision makers are eugenicists and depopulation enthusiasts. I know that because I've read some of their backgrounds, and I also know that because of how the mentally ill are treated in America, like they're very expendable. And nobody does that if they value human life. And so it's very concerning. I've been through a great deal of censorship as I tried to write about the mandated vaccinations that the U.S. is discussing at this point. I don't understand why, if it's on the up and up, if it's really about protecting Americans' health, why it's so censored. I must have had about 20 agents working against me as I tried to publish that article. I published an article in Right, R-I-G-H-T, period, is. That's right dot is, I-S, on September 3rd, and I did not see where it published, and neither did I receive a statement from the moderator saying that they're not, the article wasn't approved for this reason or that reason. That's pretty traditional among news, online news, to either publish your article and let you know that it published, or to write to you and let you know why they object to publishing it. I got neither. I don't think that Right.is actually received my article. It was entitled, Back That Thing Up, America Says, the Government Says to Americans, Back That Thing Up. And it was using the title of a popular rap record. Tonight, I revised the article because it seems to be a much more serious affair than what I thought on September 3rd. Now that I've read the article that's in Patriot News 2, that's the Roman numeral 2, regarding the possibility that immigrants are being deliberately subjected to communicable diseases before being released into U.S. society, according to Patriot News 2. And so I just want you to be aware of some of the challenges that we may face. Also, I read this week that Google Sky, S-K-Y, has removed the black badge or whatever it was that was over the area of the sky where Nibiru is flying our way, a planet or a star that is called N-I-B-I-R-U, Nibiru. That badge that Google Sky had over that planet or star or whatever it is to keep us from seeing it, according to the information I read this week, that has been removed. And it could be that it was removed because people can soon be able to see that with their own individual telescopes. So we're in a very interesting time. In fact, I think that these are the last days. The name of our show tonight is God Hates Sellouts and Fascists. We know God hates sellouts because he changes not. And the Bible says that God hated Esau because he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. He sold what God intended for him, what he was in position to receive, and who he was intended to be. He sold all of that for a bowl of soup from his brother one day when he was hungry. And that was Esau. So you can please look up that verse. God hated Esau. It was said in the Old Testament that God hated Esau, and then Jesus Christ himself reiterated that in the New Testament, that God hated Esau. So in other words, God hates sellouts like Esau. So whatever it is that you are selling out for, just know that God not only dislikes you, he hates you. He hated Esau. You know, they say God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. No, 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 no. The Bible says God hated Esau personally. And then the title says God hates fascists. That's because fascists see it as their right to determine who can live, who must die. Fascists want to take away your freedom to speak, your freedom of press. They want to take away your freedom, period. And God gave us our freedom. The U.S. Constitution and the human rights that we have under the United Nations, those just reaffirm the God-given rights that we have. God gave us our rights. He wants everyone to be saved, but he does not want us to be little robots. He wants us to decide whether we will be saved. Nobody's going to be in heaven but those who have deliberately surrendered to God's will. He does not want to make you surrender. So God hates sellouts and fascists. And tonight I bring you a special guest. As a matter of fact, our channel director here at National Network in Action, that's Reverend Dr. Floyd Harris, Jr. And he will talk to you on this subject. And I'm sorry we were 3 or 4 minutes late. But as I said, the censorship, after I learned about the mandatory vaccinations that the U.S. is planning, and after I read the article at The Patriot 2, regarding the news that immigrants are being forced into camps and kept there. I had read before that they were kept at some place before they were sent to families who decided to sponsor them and what have you. I had read that before, but I had never read before that they were being subjected to communicable diseases and then let go. So that may or may not be factual. I'll have to research it some more, but it is certainly disturbing. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Mary Love's Justice Prayer Meeting, where we pray for justice and we pray for one another as we live under this great weight that is put on people in these last days. I pray that you will always be prayerful and faint not, because God is in control. No matter how out of control things seem, God is a mighty God. He's awesome, and he maintains control. Jesus rose with all power in his hands, and he's kept his power. Nobody else has it. God said that in the last days he was going to let Satan have his way for a little while. And I think we were very fast approaching that time when God will let people have their reprobate mind and let them think a lie. And so I can see evidence that that is now. But God is in control. Never forget it. Reverend Harris, how are you tonight?
Hello, Sister Neil. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm sorry I was a few moments late getting on air. I ran into opposition through these carnal-minded people who have invested in pharmaceutical companies, and they don't want me to criticize enforced vaccinations by the U.S. government. But I give it to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, it's good to be on your show tonight. Thank you for having me. It's been a long day for me, traveling and doing different things. Had to preach at a different church this morning on First Sunday. And really right now in the process of trying to do more delegating right now, the work that God has placed before me is quite a bit. And I think that the work has to be shared amongst the people. I think that we have to be able to train people and build disciples in God's kingdom at this time. The scripture says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we have to be able to, as a people, be able to have ourselves ready. That's why the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Each and every day, when we go to sleep, when we wake up, we're facing some sort of trials and tribulations in our lives. And to be a social justice minister here on the West Coast, I always find myself speaking truth to power, trying to be able to empower God's people to encourage them that they have a voice and that they have a right to be at the table, a right to question those in authority, a right to be able to understand that there's a constitution, there's a human rights declaration that's supposed to be honored with them here in this country. And we see that a lot of people right now in the Christian faith, if I may say, feel powerless. They don't feel that they have the power to be able to change things, their surroundings, their environment, if I will say, in their lives. You know, it takes me to this past year here in Fresno, where I assistant pastor at New Life Church of God, and I opened a Freedom School this year to teach our babies how to farm and teach them how to be young men and teach them how to pull their pants up and teach them how to tie a necktie, teach them how to be able to look people in the eyes and shake their hands. We also took it to the level of the Freedom School this year to teach them vocational skills, teaching them how to cut the grass, teaching them how to prune hedges, and how to do janitorial, how to be able to be clean for the janitorial expertise. And so we've had a wonderful, powerful summer with our young men. Recently, we were able to organize a Black Lives Matter Freedom Justice March here in Fresno. It was on our front page of the Fresno Bee the next day. And in saying that, I think that God has called shepherds to be able to come and to lead and to give people hope. I believe that a shepherd is someone that is connected to God continuously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. And a shepherd is a person that is chosen by God to be able to withstand the tides, to withstand the storm. And the sheep depends on that shepherd to be able to care for them and to nurture them and to give them direction and to be able to give them safety, if I will say. And, you know, it is just a point right now where God's people and his army right now have to understand right now that if you want to be a child of God, the scripture says that to be Christ-like, if you want to be Christ-like, then you have to understand that you're going to get persecuted. If you're Christ-like, you have to understand that you have to bear your cross each and every day when you wake up and when you go to sleep. And so it dawns on me right now that we call Blue the Bugle here in California, and folks came from all parts of California into Fresno, and we had a rally, and we marched through the community and teaching our babies that they have a right to protest for what's right. They have a right to protest against police brutality. They have a right to protest against adequate education. They have a right. They have a right. They have a right. And by us having a right, it seems that because I was leading the march with many of supporters, the Brown Berets, the MAPA, and different organizations that are here, I came under scrutiny. With our chief of police here in Fresno. And to say that our chief of police then went on a radio station and said, and this host that he was on and himself said that I was poisoning our children because I was there teaching them leadership, that our young boy seen a black man who wasn't scared of the power structure. We had police following us and monitoring us and had us on surveillance. And see, and when our young babies can see the black man still standing strong here in America, it gives them hope. It gives them an understanding that, hey, you know, if he can do it, I can do it. And that's what we're missing now, Sister. They were missing our black men because this country have us under the petition of a dangerous species. And we have to understand what that means. What does it mean, danger and species? Danger and species mean to eliminate you, to get rid of you. I mean, it was the same community here, Sister Neal, that came out and called blacks terrorists here in the city of Fresno. And I was the only pastor, only minister, the government here, to say, hey, you don't have a right to call black young black men terrorists. The only known terrorist in America was the Ku Klux Klan. The only known registered terrorist in America was the Ku Klux Klan, who lynched and mobbed and murdered black people and black women and raped black women here in America. And so here it is, the ideology of our chief of police coming out publicly saying that I'm poisoning my congregation and I'm misleading and I'm doing a disservice by giving mistrust to our children. You come in our community when our children are 5 years old, you pat them on the head, you give them a hot dog and a bounce house, and then you shoot them in the back of the head when they're 15. And see, these are the things that I'm trying to educate the people about. And see, and the problem is, Sister Nell, one of the problems here in Fresno, California, I'm not a preacher that can be bought off. I'm not a preacher here in Fresno, California, that wears a Claire's tag around my neck like a dog collar, because God has given me the authority and the power to stand up and to speak truth to authority. God has given me the platform to be able to give those who don't have hope to speak life and hope into their ears. God has given that to me. And if God give it to me, no one can take that away. And so now I become a threat to the system. People like myself and Reverend beat me across the country, who was a political prisoner now, but he's in prison just because he was standing for what's right. Jesus Christ stood for what was right. And when Jesus Christ stood for it, he got persecuted. He got lynched. He got killed. He got murdered by the political leaders. And we sit in a time right now where we have to figure out who's real and who's fake. I mean, if I'm going to go eat some crab, I don't want no imitation crab. I want the real deal. And this society has given our people so much phonyism that we don't know what realness is anymore. We don't even know what a real pastor, a pastor that has the concerns of the people at hand. That's why the scripture says that the shepherd's supposed to lay his life down for the sheep. But you don't have many pastors today who will lay their life down for the sheep. And the reason why they won't lay their life down for the sheep, because they're not really connected to God. They're connected to their own philosophy and morals. And so it's important right now that those who are listening right now have to understand people that's trying to buy off our leadership. The politicians have our people in their hip pocket. And so that's why your community is being sold out from the West Coast to the East Coast, from the North to the South. And when you have men like myself who will call in today, as I went and I preached at this other church today, I told the people, I said, enemy is out here running radically crazy. And I said, we have to act radically crazy to do Jesus' work. Because we're in a warfare right now. We are in a warfare right now. And when you're in a warfare, no one plays by fair rules. And there's been many times I've traveled this country, Sister Neil, and many politicians have wanted to buy me off. They wanted me to sell out the people for their own political agenda because they didn't want the heat. See, the problem is, many of us want the titles, but we don't want the responsibility. We want the titles, but we don't want the responsibility. And so it's our job, my job as a pastor and a leader and a civil rights leader, to be able to bring the people together and to question those in power about the environment and the quality of people of God's people. The Lord told me 2 weeks ago, says, you know what, it's time to start a new alliance for my people. I said, well, God, we already have two or three alliance of preachers. He said, no. He said, those preachers there are not concerned about the souls of my people. And so now I'm calling on you, Harris, to start the West Fresno Clergy in Action Alliance for my people. See, it's the little things right now that the quality of life that we have forgotten today. It's the little bitty things. It's like walking and coming out your house and walking down the sidewalk freely without brushing your head over a tree stump or the cement is cracked. It's the quality of life to understand that you have a right to walk down the sidewalk with your trees pruned. You have the right to walk down the that your water should be able to run down the gutter without having a puddle, which would draw mosquitoes to your residency. And now when I walk through the community and I drive through the community, there is no quality of life for God's people. But yeah, when you go to the rich side of town, they live quality. But those down south live in poverty. And so the Lord said, no, it's time as for you and the other clergy that I send to you to stand for my people. And don't sell my people out. And so right now, we, Sister Neil, at a time right now, I'm at a time right now in my life where now I have to start training bulls now. Because the work is too great for me. It's so much work to be done, I can't do it all. I told my membership, I said, listen, I said, we're out here farming right now. I can't drive the tractor. I can't irrigate. I can't pick the crop. I can't make this the weeds. I said, I have to start delegating. We're getting ready to start a radio ministry at New Life Church of God. And so it's my job to train those in the ministry to be able to run the radio show. That's why some of them are tuning in tonight to get an understanding on what is Blog Talk Radio. I mean, what is this? This is some new stuff. And you have to come. You have to call in and get involved, because we can reach many, many people's lives across the world. And I just want to keep those encouraged today to understand that. Find out what your calling is. And when you find out what your calling is, nurture your calling. Get up under someone who can help you develop your calling. And when you nurture your calling and you start doing God's work, understand the enemy is going to come. And when the enemy comes and you're building God's kingdom, you can't sell out. Selling out is not even in my vocabulary. Right. Selling out is not in my vocabulary. Jesus could have sold out to the political prisoners when they wanted to crucify him. He could have sold out then and said, you know what? I'll do whatever y'all want me to do so I could live. But what we have to understand is that when Jesus was crucified without a cause, when Jesus was crucified for political reasons, people felt sad at the time. But when Jesus died and rose, he had more power than he did when he was on the cross. So he said, well, what are you saying, Reverend Harris? What I'm saying is we have to learn how to take a somewhat of a bad situation and turn it good. We have to understand how to take a lemon and make lemonade out of it. My grandma taught me. She said, boy, out of everything bad, there's something good to learn. But we have to invest the time. And that is something that we have just forgotten to do today. Is invest the time to what we're doing. Because God is going to hold each and every one of us accountable for what we do and what we don't do. He's going to hold us accountable for what we say and what we don't say. My text today when I preached out of Matthew 25, around the 35th verse. My text today simply dealt with watch what you call yourself. Because, see, too many of us want to walk around calling ourselves Christians on Monday, but then on Tuesday we have a different behavior. And on Wednesday we want to go to Bible study. And then on Thursday we want to go to the club. And then on Friday we want to sit up here and smoke a joint and some Coke 45s and Mickey. And then on Saturday we want to go out and hit the streets again. And then on Sunday we are born again Christians. That's a hell of a week for a Christian. And so we have to be careful about what we call ourselves, because what we call ourselves is what people is going to line us up to be. And if you call yourself a Christian, you call yourself a child of God, and you're not living the child of God, and you're not doing the child of God ways, then you're nothing but a hypocrite. Nothing but a hypocrite. Can't do nothing with a hypocrite. You cannot do nothing with a hypocrite. So it's important that we understand, family, those who may be listening from all across the world. If you call yourself a Christian, learn what the Christian responsibilities are. If you call yourself a Christian, just live it and do it. Do the teachings of Jesus Christ. Do the teachings of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ, when he went up in the temple and he seen how his house was being ran, a temple. He said, you've turned my house into something that I did not approve of.
Amen.
And Jesus got upset.
Yes.
And when he got upset, he started turning tables over. I could just see him throwing stuff across the room. I could just see him say, who do you all think you are coming up here turning my house into a house of thieves?
Yes.
My house is to be done in decency and orderly. This is my house. He didn't say it was Harris' house. He didn't say it was Miss Neal's house. He didn't say it was New Life, New Life Church of God. He said, this is my house. I set the standards here.
Yes.
And that's why we today as Christians have to stand up and speak with boldness in our back. You got to have a backbone in your back to stand up against a government that does nothing but each and every day but lie, kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
This is where we're at today. Because the enemy right now wants to send fear through the military. They want to send fear through the National Guard. They want to send fear through the CIA. They want to send fear to us.
Fear.
But God said Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
I'm the beginning and the end.
Hallelujah.
And though nothing comes through me unless I say so.
That's right.
And we as Christians have to understand, we got to get on the edge of our seat and crimp our lips and roll our sleeves up with this enemy right now. Because this enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And for those preachers who are selling out across the country, I'm going to tell you, God's going to have a wrath for you going down to hell 100 miles an hour.
You know, Reverend, I read that 400 ministers and people in the church, active in the church, in different positions, were expected to resign last Sunday because they were on the Ashley Madison. They leaked the Ashley Madison list of all the people. I think there were hundreds of thousands of people who were on that list who've been using Ashley Madison to fix them up with extramarital affairs. And many of those people's names belong to ministers and other people in the gospel, and they were expected to resign last week. The thing is that they've sold out. Their bowl of soup is a sex interlude with a stranger. That's their bowl of soup. And so we all need to examine and see, are we harvesting a bowl of soup someplace? Ministers are on the clergy response team for the Department of Homeland Security, and they're afraid to preach freely the word of God because the government may not like it. And they want to keep getting their 501c3. They want to keep getting whatever perks they receive for being on the clergy response teams for Homeland Security, who are selling out for a bowl of soup. And as I said before, it's very concerning that the U.S. government is considering enforcing vaccinations, not just on children, but on every man, woman, and child in America. And we're essentially a very healthy population. Essentially, Americans are healthy, and yet health care has been the main conversation since 2009. Is that because people are concerned about our health in a negative way? We need to be aware of that. And I want you to know that Arizona has a representative who said that, He said that people with disabilities are a drain on the nation. He said that. That's the words of a eugenicist and a Nazi. People with disabilities are a drain on the nation. This is what a representative from Arizona said. Also, he was white, a Republican. Also, I want you to know that a black Democrat named Alcee Hastings from Florida introduced a concentration camp bill in January 2009. He introduced a bill for 6 concentration camps inside America. That bill did not pass, but the man who introduced it, Alcee Hastings, won re-election. The man who has said that people with disabilities are a drain on the nation is up for re-election this year. And I want to know if Americans feel that way. Do they feel it's time for America to turn Nazi, have concentration camps that are full of people, and also to get rid of people with disabilities? Because they're getting rid of them. They're dying every day. The homeless, the mentally ill, this is what's happening, and I don't see enough people protesting it. So have you settled for America becoming the new Nazi Germany? Have you settled for that? Because if you have, whatever you get out of being quiet, that's your bowl of soup. Whatever benefits you receive by being quiet when black people are being shot, unarmed black people, when people with disabilities are being killed behind bars, like Darren Rainey, who was scalded to death in a Florida shower. If you said nothing about that, if you protested none at all about that, what did you get out of it? Who were you trying to please? Certainly not God. God said we should consider prisoners' bodies as though they're our own bodies and consider their suffering as if it's ourselves who suffer. That's Hebrews 13:3. So if you're getting some benefit by holding your tongue when people are killed, when people are disrespected, when people are being trampled over by this government or under the color of law, this man you're listening to tonight has been trampled under the color of law when his police chief, Chief Dyer, pronounced to the world that
Reverend Floyd Harris was corrupting the youth.